Wind, Sand, and Stars, read by Christian Solomeno. At 1 in the morning, I went through the train in all its length. The sleeping cars were empty. The first-class carriages were empty. They put me in mind of the luxurious hotels on the Riviera that open in winter for a single guest, the last representative of an extinct fauna, a sign of bitter times. But the third-class carriages were crowded with hundreds of Polish workmen sent home from France. I made my way along those passages, stepping over sprawling bodies and peering into the carriages. In the dim glow cast by the night lamps into these barren and comfortless compartments, I saw a confused mass of people churned about by the swaying of the train, the whole thing looking and smelling like a barrack room. A whole nation returning to its native poverty seemed to sprawl there in a sea of bad dreams. Great shaven heads rolled on the cushionless benches. Men, women, and children were stirring in their sleep, tossing from left to right and back again, as if attacked by all the noises and jerkings that threatened them in their oblivion. They had not found the hospitality of a sweet slumber. Looking at them, I said to myself that they had lost half of their human quality. These people had been knocked about from one end of Europe to the other by the economic currents. They had been torn from their little houses in the north of France, from their tiny garden plots, their three pots of geranium that always stood in the windows of the Polish miners' families. I saw lying beside them pots and pans, blankets, curtains, bound into bundles badly tied and swollen with hernias. Out of all that they had caressed or loved in France, out of everything that they had succeeded in taming in their 4 or 5 years in my country, the cat, the dog, the geranium, they had been able to bring away with them only a few kitchen utensils, 2 or 3 blankets, a curtain or so. A baby lay at the breast of a mother so weary that she seemed asleep. Life was being transmitted in the shabbiness and the disorder of this journey. I looked at the father, a powerful skull as naked as a stone, a body hunched over in uncomfortable sleep, imprisoned in working clothes, all humps and hollows. The man looked like a lump of clay, like one of those sluggish and shapeless derelicts that crumple into sleep in our public markets.